to peace. To peace.
Hello, welcome to episode 123 of To Be Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
You've done all right there, Tim? Your voice is a little cracky.
Yeah, I'm a little sick, actually.
I'm sorry.
But see how dedicated I am? Doesn't matter. I'm still here.
And this will probably be the first time Comic Talk is more anticipated than the Black Doom Award.
Ooh, yeah, you got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will get to Comic Talk and much more. But first, actually, Tim, I'm going to do things a little differently today. We're going to start off topic.
Oh, all right.
So, Tim, I've complained about rap music and bad sound effects. But there's one thing
cowbell,
that seems...
Cowbells, right?
No, the whistle.
The whistle, the cowbell, yes. Yeah, all that stuff.
There is one thing that I would like to purge from this world right now, which is a particular phrase, which has seemed... I thought at first this phrase was just, like, amongst my friends, you know, or maybe...
Your crew.
Yeah, right.
Your posse.
We usually tend to walk all in one big, long, horizontal line when we go anywhere. You know, we just kind of line up next to each other as we go to dinner or something.
And you have to kind of hold your pants up at the crotch level, right, together?
Well,
you
in know? Slow motion, but in yes.
Yeah, right.
The phrase that seems to be crowding into everyone's terminology lately is the term, just saying.
Just saying, Ray. It's not a bad phrase, all right?
I'm just saying. That one. That's got to go, all right? I can't tell you how much of a cheapskate phrase this is. Like, it used to be funny about the first 40 times.
Yeah.
And now it's just being used to blanket anything that anyone ever says ever. All right? It's similar to the, you know, no offense, but you're a moron sort of comment, right?
Right,
like,
right,
hey,
right.
You can't just say no offense before you... It's the same thing, like, you're a moron, just saying... Just and like, oh, that's funny. He's just saying. Like, no, it's not funny.
Yeah, what does it mean? I'm just saying it. I'm not actually doing anything about it or what?
It means like they're just stating a fact and they're not a part of that fact. They're just putting out the term just saying. And there's a number of podcasts that I listen to where this is rampant in use. It was like, just throwing it out there. I'm just asking questions.
Right.
I'm just saying what they're saying. I'm like, you're not just. You're saying this for a reason. Like, I really need our culture to stand behind what they mean. You know, like, I want people with real integrity who will stand up for what they believe in instead of being like, President Obama is a racist. Just saying. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
what are you talking
you're
about?
Right. Stand behind it and
yeah,
and
give
back
me some evidence. No, just saying.
Just
tossing it out there. Gotta go. Please, let's purge this problem.
Yeah, I especially hate it in the comment section when people say, this comic used to be good. Just saying.
Just saying.
You know?
And then you know always follows that too.
Don't you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it, and you should know what it is that I'm saying.
Right, you know?
You know?
Yeah.
Just saying. You mentioned rap music. I thought you were going to edumacate me on some new phrase that's prevalent in rap culture. I mean,
well, sure, except that would have to be censored, every word of it. But
well, but no, there's a lot of really dumb sayings that aren't profane, but they're just ridiculous. Like, my brother was telling me some of these, and I thought he was joking. Like, he was trying to coin one of them himself, you know?
Sure.
It was, like, something about, like, brush it off your shoulder or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
It's something
like,
to that
like
effect.
Brush
I mean,
it off.
Okay, again, like, I was working on a rap song with somebody, and I'm like, listen, dude, I don't know any of the terms for marijuana or, like, crack or coke. Are those the same thing? I'm not even quite sure, all right?
Like, you want to crack open your coke? I mean, is that, like, when you open the tab at the top or what?
Right. I
mean,
so here I was, like, searching for things about marijuana on Google, you know, and then, like, my friends using the computer, like, why are you searching for weed on here? What's going on? Like, it's a long story.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things in rap music that sometimes they get brought back from places. Like we were watching the Blues Brothers. Great, excellent movie, by the way. And there's a song in there where they sing, come on, let me see you shake your tail feather. And someone in the room was like, shake your tail feather? That's from that rap song.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, no, it's not from a rap song. Like, my problem with rap music for the most part is there's a lot of music where they sample stuff from other real good songs, right?
Right.
And they just throw it right in and people,
and
are,
people
like,
are like, that's so original.
Yeah, I'm like, that's just from this old song. Oh, really?
Little known fact, Drop It Like It's Hot is actually from Gone with the Wind. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, come on. Come on. I'm already naive enough about that stuff. Gotta throw that at me. Like it's hard. Unbelievable.
All right.
Well, Tim, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Do you want to go to Comic Talk or do you want to hold that off?
No, we
got to
wait. I'm not ready.
Wait.
I'm just not ready for it.
Gotta get my notes together.
Yes.
Well, what do we got going on?
Well, we didn't do Tim with the news.
Oh, yes.
And I'm supposed to drop that on you.
That's
like
the segue you're going for.
That's
right.
That's right.
All right. I'm behind. Go for it.
Tim with the news. Here we go. Once again, not a whole lot going on here, but you know, I gotta bring you something, right?
Thanks for setting my expectations low. I appreciate
that. I
have
to do that because you always hate it when I speak during the podcast. So if the expectations are not low, then you know, just disappointment.
Yeah, just saying.
Here's some bad news if you're okay with that.
Maybe
Nintendo has delayed a couple of its games. Metroid Other M and Sin and Punishment 2 have been delayed. Big shocker.
Now, hold on. Didn't they just announce the actual release date like a month ago or something?
This is typical Nintendo, right? They're playing the whole release schedule game like they always do, you know? And it was always a little fishy when they first announced because Mario Galaxy 2 and Sin and Punishment 2 were within like a couple weeks or something of each other. And then another month was Metroid, and then, like, there was a big gap. And we're like, yeah, that gap's going to get filled with something, right? Oh, yeah. So they pushed both games back and committed to making Metroid good as can be, so...
Well, you know, I'd prefer that.
Yeah, it'll just give us all more time to get our first star in Mario Galaxy 2.
That might be your plan. I prefer to get them all four times.
You get them all within, like, an hour of playing. It's like, okay, I'm done with this game.
It's too easy.
Jeez. I think I'm up to, like, 75 stars, by the way, in the first Mario Galaxy.
That's sad, Tim.
I played it last week.
You went through, like, all of... What was it? What was the freaking electrical game you were playing?
Electrical game? What?
Yeah, what the... Wanted or
Wanted? What?
What was it
called? You're talking about Infamous.
Infamous, yes.
The electric game.
Is there electricity in that game?
Well, yeah, but it's more like superhero comic book style, whatever. So.
Okay, so next time when I say electric game, you're like, what game have I played that involves electricity?
I'm like an electrician or something. What? I'm like fixing people's houses, light switches. What game are you talking about?
Well, what else we got going on in the news?
We got a little bit more. We got all Major League Baseball games can now be streamed live through your PS3. I was really excited about this because I have the subscription to MLB.tv,
and
it's kind of a pain to hook up your laptop to your TV, but this is specifically for the PS3. It works great. You can rewind. You can go to any inning you want while you're watching the game, so very neat. Another reason for me never to play a game on my PS3. I just rarely do, but I love it for all the other reasons, so... And this is kind of funny because, Ray, we've always talked about let your game machine just play games.
And, I mean, that's fine, you know, for those who want it. I don't want that. I don't want to do all those things. When I hook up my Blu-ray player and the first sheet of paper I see is, here's how to update your firmware for this system. I'm like, screw you. I don't want to update my firmware. I want to watch a Blu-ray movie. Let me be.
Yeah, well.
What is this online Blu-ray live crap? What is all this stuff?
You sound like a grandpa, Ray. Get with the times here, buddy.
John Watts' kid wanted to play a game on his iPod Touch, and I'm like, all right, here, what are all these games on here? What's this one? Is this appropriate for a kid his age? You know, I'm like, oh man, how old am I?
Yeah, you start using your old man voice.
Yeah. What old man voice? I'm there.
When I was a kid, we played video games with sticks. I don't know.
And then one day they went cordless.
Yes. All right, that's it. That's all the news.
Okay, what next? Comic Talk? You don't want to wait off.
Ah, jeez. It's weighing heavy on my soul, Ray.
It's time to rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many 2B Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics but never daring to leave a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. All right, we're going to, once again, go through names and then pick our favorite Grave Riser comment.
We had Samaka, who's been reading since Comic 21 and finally jumped on board the podcast number 118.
Like, I don't know if I can trust these guys. I've been following for a long, long time. Although, you know what? I wouldn't blame him. Comic 21, you know, I don't know what podcast was out back then, if we even had it back then, but... Like, I just feel sorry. Like, these people are like, I'm going to go back and listen to all the podcasts. I'm like, don't. Stop. stop like halfway on your way
start
back. Like,
with,
start from now, go backwards, and then stop somewhere and just let it be. You know, like don't bother. Like, I like my voice. I'm so sorry to everyone. All that time. Let's see. We also have 2P Punch, JML 11, Zotek, Mycate, Nickel, Great Byron, and finally, comment of the week for Rising Your Grave goes to CyberKid, who said, if one attempted to rise from their grave and was killed before they were properly acknowledged, does that mean they have to come back as a zombie? At any rate, I will now try to wise for Mike Way for a second time, seeing as how the first attempt didn't seem to take. Sorry about that. This new comic is bugging me because I know that there is some deep meaning behind it, but I can't figure out what it is. $5 says that the next comic is going to hit us with an awesome joke that nobody saw coming, like Superman riding next to Tim on the plane or something. But let's hope that's not it. Also, diet drinks are evil, Tim. I can't believe you allowed yourself to torture your tongue that way.
Well, I guess that brings us to the dreaded...
The dreaded...
Comic talk.
Comic talk. This week, we had Now Boarding. And was clearly a pretty big diversion from our normal comics.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it was hilarious.
I know, right? No one got it. I don't get it.
Oh.
No, comic 167. I'm trying to figure out how we should talk about this because... I'll do this, Tim. I'm going to ask you some questions as though I'm just a regular fan who comes to the site.
Okay.
Was perplexed by what they saw this week.
Mm.
And I'm kind of worried about a few things, but I'd like to ask a few questions and see if you can maybe... Give me a hint to clear some of these up.
I will do that.
Now, first of all, is this something... Was this kind of like a one-time gag sort of joke that I just didn't get? Or is there going to be more of this?
No, just one-time thing. We're doing a Tingle comic next week, so you'll be fine.
Just kidding. All right.
Okay, let's think about this. Fan, I would have to say that... This is not just a one comic ordeal.
Interesting.
There will be at least another comic.
So when you say I have one more thing left to do, does that mean the next comic is the last comic we'll ever have?
No.
It's not going to end next comic then. That's good to know.
Not next comic.
Well, don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying not the next comic. Could be the one after that. Could be the one after that. Could be 100 comics from now.
That is a good point.
Like some people proposed, oh, we're just doing this to see how many comments we can get or how we can drive people crazy. And I'll admit, I loved all the comments this week.
Yes.
Because there's so much speculation. It's like,
yeah.
Now I know what it's like to be Carlton Cuse or you know, the creators of Lost. You know, it's like,
yeah.
That's kind of a cool feeling. But we're not doing it just to do, you know, just as a joke.
And I will say, in addition, you know, in college, I had a number of friends make these college films where it's like I'm watching it, you know, and I'm like, oh man, what does this mean? Where is he taking me? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end I'm like, I didn't get the answers I want. There's a bigger thing to this. And I'd go talk to them, be like, hey, what was that all about? Like, oh, I was just, you know, spitballing stuff here and there. I'm like, what?
That sucks.
Like, there's no meaning from about what's behind the door? Like, no, yeah, no. I want people to think of their own ideas, you know? I'm like, get out of here.
How
like,
dare you?
How dare you? That was what I'm like, that's just cheap. That's mean. And I will never do a project like that. And this comic is no exception.
Well, that's good to know. Now, I will say that this week you had me drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, and I found that rather offensive.
Mm.
I will declare right now that I will never be a Diet Dr. Pepper drinker because diet soda is disgusting.
Now, am I supposed to read something into that because of the comic?
No, I'm just saying.
Get out.
I'm just saying, Ray.
No, you're not.
I'm just saying.
No, you're
don't
not
drink
just
diet
saying anything.
Soda.
There is no just saying.
Just saying.
All right. Well, Tim, is this going to be resolved next week?
I don't think so. I think we'll definitely have progress in the next week, but I wouldn't say that it'll be resolved.
Do you think people will have a better understanding of what's going on next comic?
Probably.
Mm.
So sit tight and wait for Thursday and let the mystery continue.
Now, I will say when we're done with this podcast, Tim and I are going to sit down and
decide where we're going with this crazy comic that we just randomly came up
with. What do you
want to
do with all
this?
Now that we changed
no
our looks there
whatsoever.
Any idea what you want to do next, Tim?
I don't know. throw a tingle in there.
Next week, we'll have you drinking regular Dr. Pepper.
How
about that?
Yeah, well, that'll just throw people for a loop, you know?
Oh, man, it'll be so good. I can't wait for the comments. Well, for every great comment comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Sir Blattington 13, who said, "Oh my gosh, future Tim is in an airport? What drama could possibly ensue? Find out next week on 2P Start, now being bought out by several members of the dark cult of the soap operas. So, who will get amnesia, and who will get cancer? And is it Ray or Tim who has a deep, tragic past? I'm guessing it's Ray. He had a collared shirt."
Oh boy. Yeah, I have to say, this is the second week in a row we've had multiple commenters trying to identify, you know, secrets in the comic. And last week it was the box art, right? Somehow people just, you know, figured out that the back of the box that Ray was holding in the comic was Hannah Montana, the video game.
That's correct.
And this week it was the airport.
Yeah, what was it with the airport?
What airport is Tim at? And would you say that people got it right? That they were correct in their...
I would say that those airplanes were put there for a purpose. And yeah, yeah. I mean, it is an airport, right? Need to put some airplanes in
but
there.
But which airport and why and how?
Well, okay, the and why when? And the... and who was flying these
Who's
planes?
Who's the pilot?
Who decided which plane should go into which parking spot? I think they're on it. Yeah, I think those who noticed which planes those were are on the right track there. Yeah.
I think they got the airport right, although they didn't get the source image correct. That's what I would have to say.
What do you mean?
Well, they were trying to figure out what actual image you pulled this from the internet.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
No, it doesn't. Who are you?
There's a secret message encoded in the original file that Ray pulled from.
Well, the original file's link, if you take 10 of those letters and rearrange them, it'll spell the answer to everything you need to know.
But we don't have dedicated fans enough to figure that out.
No,
so
no.
Unfortunately, no one will ever get it.
You're so mean, Tim.
And why was the soda can tilted so that you could only see Tim?
Maybe because it was a very Tim-centric comic.
So many mysteries.
So much going on. What the heck?
What's up with Tim's cell phone, huh?
It was a different color. That's right.
Not only is it a different color, but it looks like it's from the past. And yet, Tim looks like he's from the future. Could the past and the future be colliding?
That's a little over my head, Tim. Well, let's do a little bit of Ricky, a remix. With the segment I mentioned, a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it and where you can grab it. This week it's a remix from Xenogears on the PlayStation called Xeno Paradox by E. Bison. Take a listen to this quick sample. To find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. You know, sometimes, Tim, I stop and I think, maybe I should read that part slower.
No.
Because I go so fast. It's like the people who don't know what to do are like, what? I didn't hear you. It reminds me of when I like go to Sonic and we order like 5 different things, and then the person comes out with the receipt like, "All right, that's 1 double cheeseburger, no sauce, with fries and lettuce, none." Is that correct?
Oh, I have no idea. You said it so fast.
I don't know. What do you think? Well, where do we go from here? We've pretty much knocked off every... See, off time. Is it time?
For the dreaded...
Black...
Doom...
Award.
Wah.
All right, each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Now, Tim, I have two. One is petty, one is strong. Let me get the petty one out of the way first.
Go for it.
You know, last night, I was up. What else is there to do? It's late. I don't really want to go to bed. Don't really want to buy anything to play. I'm like, you know what? There is that game room, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's free. I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I download Game Room.
Download the game packs.
I get 20 free tokens.
Yeah, 20 free tokens.
So I play one arcade game, and by the way, it was a horrible, horrible arcade game. Well, I'm like,
I want to know why all the games in the arcade suck.
I don't know. I mean, I played one. I'm like, maybe I just chose a bad one, but this freaking blows. And I would never spend money on this. And it was almost like a weird, did we really play crap like this? Holy cow. So I was done, and I'm like, you know what? I don't really want to see this anymore. Well, turns out that just went on like my game achievement list.
Oh, dear Lord.
200 points not achieved or whatever. I'm like, oh, frick me. Like, I don't want this in my archive now. I want this gone. I just wanted to try it out because it was free. I thought Game Room was like an extension, not like an actual game itself, right? So,
oh, you know,
there's 47 of them or something crazy.
Gosh.
I'm like, this is nuts. And then, is there any way to remove achievements that I didn't do crap on? You know, like, is there, like, I haven't really looked into this before. Right. Maybe there's a fix. I look online. Yes, there is a fix. If you have a game where you got zero achievements, there is a way to delete that from your records. I'm like, awesome. Oh, wait, I got 5 achievement points for starting the game. Like, literally just welcome to Game Room. Doo-da-ding. 5 gamer score. I'm like, screw you. I don't want this.
That's awful. And you know what? I hate that kind of stuff. Like, they want you to, you know, they use this the achievements to, we got to invite 5 friends and you get more points,
mm-hmm.
get more people involved. It's like social networking for points. Really? Is that is that how you get a high score in a game? Is that
that's where we're going, Tim?
That shows how good you are.
It's not, I have that freaking thing stuck in my archive.
I do too, and I didn't even know about it.
Really?
But yeah, I started up and I saw all the horrible arcade games. I'm like, this is really dumb.
I thought the setup was decent. Like, once I was in the game room, I'm like, hey, the sound effects are good. Like, I feel like I'm in an arcade. It gets, like, it got my blood going. I'm like, ooh, I want to play an arcade game right now.
There's, like,
you know?
Multiple machines, like, the same exact game. Like,
well, you know, those are popular state-of-the-art games that multiple people want to be playing at the same time. They got to, you know, max the place out, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. What's your Black Doom Award?
All right, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Capcom.
Ooh.
They recently released Final Fight Double Impact.
Now, hold on. You know what didn't show up in Tim in the News?
What?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, we knew that was coming.
Oh, I mean, give me a break. That's been rumored for like 10 years or whatever. Like, that's serious news right there.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, oh, Tim in the News, late edition.
NBC
3 has been announced.
Yes.
Good job.
Awesome. Back to Black Doom Awards.
Back to Black Doom. Capcom, Final Fight Double Impact, released for PSN and Xbox Live. Here's the problem. The PS3 version has our good friend DRM installed.
Excellent. He's my best friend, by the way. I invited him over to my game room one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, he didn't let me play certain games. It was kind of lame.
That's cool.
Yeah, he stood in the way. It was really difficult.
So here's the deal. This DRM, I purchased it with my account, okay? You can only play the game when you're logged into PSN.
Wow.
Single player, mind you. There is no such thing as playing this game offline.
And unfortunately, this is just the direction we're going in general, I think.
This is insane. I mean, not everybody's even connected to the internet all the time, right? I mean,
well, we're getting more and more that way. I mean, I think part of it is you're thinking about, you know, past Tim, obviously, where he was using his 56K connection. And we're still used to that kind of mindset. But now it very much is like, yeah, I'm always connected. Like, that's what Xbox Live is. Like, you're always connected. Same with PlayStation Network. So I understand the benefit of it, but I still think it's pretty mean.
Well, yeah, because if my wife, for instance, logs into her account, she can't play the game. You have to be signed into the account that bought it, and you have to be on the internet. So
essentially, there's no such thing as everyone playing one game anymore.
No, everyone has to have their own copy.
Now, let me ask you this. If you got a high score in the game, and she also bought the game, and she got a high score, would those two be connected?
I don't know.
Because that would suck.
That's
where I would be really upset. If I want to compete against my friend, like, oh, but you also have to buy the game? Oh, and I'll never see your high scores. Awesome.
I feel like we're coming to a point where if your internet goes down in your house, you're screwed. You can't do anything. You know, and
right.
that's not going to be a local. That's going to be like cloud. Everything's cloud computing now, you know? And the
excuse
authorization
me for a second, Tim, but weren't you the one arguing for cloud computing against me? This is a discussion we've been having off air quite a bit.
We have. And I definitely see the benefit to it. But if you're doing away with with the local hard drives entirely, then yeah, you're going to, that's the big problem. That's the big issue, mm-hmm. is your data could get lost. Your data is in one place, you know? I like the idea of being able to access your data from any computer. That's the benefit to it. But if we're talking authorization and DRM and being locked out of things that you buy, I mean, you know, I was thinking about ebooks recently. It's the same deal that we're talking about with, so you buy the ebook, right?
Yeah.
And there's DRM on it, so there's a certain number of devices that you can read it on, and you can't share it with a friend. Like,
you're gonna like have your iPad, like, oh hey, read this page real quick. You're gonna hand it over to them. Their fingerprints are gonna get sensed. And it's like,
yes.
Sorry, you are not,
not,
you know,
authorized.
You're not handing your Bible next to somebody. Oh, read this verse. God hates you.
God hates you. Yeah. Well, I'm a little scared for future Tim and future Ray and what they're up against.
Well, my final Black Doom Award for this episode. I don't know if you've ever heard of a game called Wild Woody.
I don't play games like that. So.
Okay.
I don't.
Really, I was searching for those marijuana names, and that one kind of popped up, and I'm like, oh, is this also a video game? Interesting. No, Wild Woody came out in 1995 on the Sega CD. I'm a dork. I listen to like a Sega radio station at work sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Just to single, by the way. And
goes without saying.
And a song came on from Wild Woody called Yo Ho, and I heard, I'm like, what the frick is this? And why is this on like the best of Sega music station that I'm listening to right now? You know, like, why is this on here? I've never even heard. So I looked it up, and like, wow, this game is friggin' messed up. First, well, let me set this up. You're a number two pencil with attitude.
Oh, and no.
Named Wild Woody.
Oh, dear.
And I don't know, you fight pirates or something. It's ridiculous. Go look up a video of it sometime. Broken Pixels did a really funny kind of playthrough on it, although there's some language in that, so I'm not going to link to it. But I do want to play this Yo-Ho song a little bit. It's from the first boss fight. And, man, nothing screams Black Doom quite as well as this song. Why don't we cue this up here?
Oh, my goodness.
The game's got attitude, Tim.
I can tell. Bring it back, man.
Back to what?
I don't know, but we're gonna bring it.
We didn't come from anywhere.
Back from the dead.
Rise from your grave.
This ought to be the podcast intro from now on.
Oh yeah, dude. It's like Run DMC Aerosmith right here, you know?
This is like way ahead of its time.
Alright, that's about good there.
I hate how they reference that you're playing a game in the music.
Yeah, yeah, you'll never make it past level one or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like, like, gee, thanks for taking me out of it here. I was really enjoying being a pencil, but
no, really, I mean, if you look up any video on the thing, it's like there's this like CG intro to it, and yeah, he's like, my name's Woody. Wild Woody. You've got to check it out sometime.
Oh,
it's
man.
Great.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's not good.
I believe you.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some of the lesser-known video game songs need to be given the spotlight treatment from time to time, and our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions. So this week's song was submitted by Olibi. It's the theme from Star City from Diddy Kong Racing on the N64. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Remember, you can be the third voice of the show by giving us a call at 740-3P-START. Once again, that's
740-3P-START.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
my friend Ray, congratulations. You did a good job. I'm proud of you. You know, and sure got the people stirring on the post. So I'm excited. Interested in seeing where this plays out. And hope you have a good day. See you tonight.